Now I just read a story, and if that story's true, yeah, all the things that are gonna happen in 1992. If you all want to travel, that won't be hard to do. We'll get to Spain in an hour and a half in 1992. You'll start to go a-fishing with just a worm or two. The fish will jump right in your boat and tell you howdy-do. But you bet your bottom dollar, if what I say is true, we'll still be crying for farm relief in 1992. In 1992, what a funny old world this world will be in 1992. I'll be yodeling, I'll be yodeling, 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 yodeling. And when we want our dinner, bake our barbecue, we'll read a red, our little green bill, and say, well, now I'm through. We'll still have people tell us what we ought not to do, but we'll still be making homebrew in 1992. So the rooster will crow louder each morning at 4:30. The hens will lay a 2-pound egg and maybe 3 or more. The cows will give 10 gallons a day, but what good will that do? They'll still be watering all the milk in 1992. In 1992, what a funny old world this world will be in 1992. So the corn will grow much higher, the wheat and cotton too. We'll never have to push a plow in 1992. We'll plant the corn and cotton, that's what we'll have to do. But the crows will still have an appetite in 1992. Your mule won't be so stubborn and won't be half so slow. He'll turn around and look at you and say, come on, now let's go. But the mule I've got down on the farm sticks there as fast as glue. And I know he'll still be standing there in 1992. In 1992, what a funny old world this world will be in 1992.